Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
The story about Albert Fritz. He's stepping down from his position around the allegations posed on him. Professor Kalebocha Mpunye, who is a professor of African politics at the University of South Africa. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning. Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm well, thanks. Thank you, and good morning to your listeners.
So this is obviously a very, very concerning story when you've got anybody with political power involved in a case like this with sexual allegations. What do we know about this case?
What we know about this case is that obviously once you've got a senior political figure, having such allegations leveled against them, it's politically tarnishing. Irrespective of the veracity of the allegations, whether they are found to be true or not sustainable, in the end. And it's about the ethics of government.
Right.
On the one hand, South Africans and all the voters expect their public representatives to be blameless. We know that they are human beings, like any one of us, but their ethical standards must be, higher than, beyond reproach, basically. So on the one hand, we know that there are these allegations, and obviously, the whole gamut of the legal process has to, unfold, so that, these can be assessed and so on. South Africa being a country that claims to, subscribe to the rule of law, we have to make sure that the rule of law, takes course in this case. However, on the other hand, politically, this is not a very good, situation for the Western Cape, in terms of the image of the province as well as the government. So therefore, therein lies, the hazy situation, regarding where South Africa's, public representatives, really, excel. Do they excel or are they, substandard? Basically, that's where
right.
the whole thing puts us.
Right. Procedurally, this is obviously the correct action until this is resolved, until charges have been brought or until there is clarity around it. Was the correct procedure followed? Did things happen quickly enough when it came to light? Because that's obviously also what will be looked at.
Look, my reading of the situation is that we still have to wait until we check as to whether the correct procedures were followed. However, I take it that, when a public figure such as this one, has such serious allegations leveled against them, certain steps must be taken. They may be taken, therein comes in our political situation now. They may be taken by the party and not necessarily by the government, especially because in this case, this person is the MEC.
Mm.
However, you might find that politically the correct steps were taken, but maybe, in terms of the formal process of government, the public service, the public sector, standards and so on, they did not follow everything to the letter. So we are still at that stage where we are verifying as to whether, due process was followed. But either way, like I'm saying, you don't want to be left with a matter like this one. It's like egg on your face, either way, because you are dealing with an untenable situation, an embarrassing situation politically.
This can really do tremendous damage to a political party if they were seen to be either hiding this or simply dragging their heels in dealing with it.
I agree with you. On the one hand, this can do tremendous damage, but on the other hand also, we have to commend political parties whenever they take immediate and quick steps to deal with matters such as this. The Western Cape government, in my view, I think they have taken, politically they have taken a good, way. I don't know whether it is a question of, pushing the person to say, look, resign, or firing them, because there's normally that hazy line. In the public, the person might appear to be, resigning, willingly or voluntarily, but only to find that there's heavy pressure from within the party, within the provincial government to do so, because the integrity of the Western Cape government is at stake here. Remember, this is the government that is also that also prides itself as being probably the best, among all the 9 provinces. Knowing that what happens in other provinces, sometimes things like this don't even come, to light, or they are quickly pushed underneath the carpet. So, kudos to the Western Cape government that, they are obviously seemingly transparent about this matter and willing to, to take action. However, like I'm saying, it might be a situation whereby we take action once the horse has already bolted.
Which is always, of course, is always the concern. But there does seem to be some form of acceptance that the reaction was reasonable and was within a reasonable time. We're not seeing a lot of allegations to the contrary at this point.
Absolutely, we are not seeing allegations to the contrary. And we also, by the way, have to acknowledge the fact that it's not all the MECs in the Western Cape that are facing this situation.
Absolutely.
It's only one MEC.
Absolutely.
So sometimes, us as political, commentators and people in the media space, we are normally, accused of blowing things out of proportion to say that, there is a serious, issues within cabinets or within the government, whereas it is only one individual. So we need to isolate this case, look at it in terms of its uniqueness, and of course then decide, where this leaves the integrity of the Western Cape government. Does it tarnish it completely, or are these the actions of these individuals, which are seemingly being addressed as we speak, going to force us to throw the baby out with the bathwater?
Absolutely.
Therein lies the situation, yes.
Absolutely right. I'd love your reaction, please. 34519 or 0618951019. That was Professor Kalabocha Mpunye, who is a professor of African politics at the University of South Africa.